Hi team, it's Jack here, and this week we're doing something a little bit different in that we are going to put this little bonus episode into your feed from our Patreon. It is from our series on our Patreon where we are discussing the Sweet Valley Twins books, but this one is an episode where Tanner and I speculate about who the mysterious ghostwriters of the series are. They have been kept secret by Francine Pascal in a cabin in the woods, locked away from view for decades now. And if anybody is going to get to the bottom of who they are and whether we can find them, it's probably not me and Tanner, but we do our best. And this is what that episode is about. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, please consider subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. There is a tier where we are talking about the Sweet Valley Twins books and another tier where we have our discussion of season 2 of the Babysitter's Club. And we're going to be putting more fun stuff in there as the year progresses. So I hope you will consider supporting our show by subscribing to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. In the meantime, please enjoy this bonus episode about the Sweet Valley Twins ghostwriters.
We're the Sweet Valley Boys. If you love Sweet Valley, better make some noise. It's the Sweet Valley Life. Sweet Valley Jack and Tanner enjoy a sweet analysis of the Sweet Valley books. Will never annoy you.
A great big Sweet Valley hi to all the sweeties out there. I'm Sweet Valley Jack.
Yeah, right, Jack.
And
it's not a very great big Sweet Valley hi, is it?
We've got something really special planned for you today.
It's a big Sweet Valley. Huh?
We've had it in the works for a long time. Tanner and I have been cooking something up very special just for you. Yep. And it's been, I've been so excited the last like 10 episodes because I knew this was coming, but we wanted to get all our ducks in a row. Right, Tanner?
Mm.
And it's finally ready because something like this, it needs time to cook. You put it in the oven and you wait till it rises. And now it's finally risen and it's perfect and it's fluffy and it's delicious and it's bread theory. And we're going to talk about something really exciting that's off the beaten track.
Yes.
But that has
Sweet Valley Twins.
Has been planned.
14.
No, it's not that. That's next week.
Buried treasure.
Tug of war.
Tug of war.
Tug of war.
Jessica and Elizabeth are both going to be the president of the sixth grade class at Sweet Valley Middle School.
Have you read it?
I read about half. And then texted you and said, do we want to record? We're both cranky little...
We're cranky.
Cranky little slugs.
We've been in the news.
You said, no, let's... Jack and I have been in the news. We've been waiting for something...
Something to happen that didn't
fun
happen.
And life-changing to happen, and that keeps not happening, and maybe now won't happen at all.
Yeah.
So it was leaving us a little cranky last week.
So we didn't record, which means
Jack
we're up
decided
against
to,
it.
Jack decided to do something about it and get on an airplane and fly to New York City.
With my baby boy.
With your baby boy, which is where you are now. But then you texted me yesterday and you said, hey, guess what? Forgot to pack the book.
I forgot the book, and you can't get them anywhere.
And you just can't get them.
Except thrift books.
So here we are, recording anyway.
Recording anyway, because we've planned this for a long time.
Because we've been planning this for a long time,
and the dough has finally risen, it's
not something
it's
Jack
not
came
underproved,
up with at the last
and it's not
second
overproved, and there's no soggy bottom, and it's just right, and it's ready to talk about
it. Character.
It's kind of like a mix of Paul Hollywood and Prue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a bit, what did Mary Berry always used to say? Not Jamie.
Soggy bottom. So it's actually Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood together.
Scrummy.
It's scrumptious. It's going to be scrumptious. Yeah. I took my boy on the plane. He was a very good boy. I took him to his grandparents' house in D.C. No triangulating further than that. Except that it's not D.C., it's Maryland.
Okay.
that's what... If you live proximate to D.C. in either
Maryland's not a very big state.
Or Virginia. You say you're from D.C. until someone's like, oh, I'm from D.C. And then you're like, oh, no, I'm from Maryland.
I'm from Alexandria.
yeah, exactly. and he's there. They're all watching The Mandalorian together.
Ooh, that feels a little adult.
It's like their show. And like,
okay.
Cyril explains it to them. It's Meemaw, really adorable. Pop. Yeah.
Does he have fun pet names for your parents?
He calls my dad Bawa, and
okay,
he
Bawa
calls yeah from Kid Rock. My dad's a huge Kid Rock fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he calls my mom Grandma Magpie, which I really didn't want her to do because it makes her sound like a really crazy old lady.
Yeah. What, she insisted on Grandma Magpie?
She insisted on it. Yeah.
Why Magpie? Does she like eat smashed animals in the road?
She lives in the attic where she's locked, and her only friends are the magpies, and she talks to them.
Grandma Magpie. That's she, a weird one.
When they first met in England, or one of the first times they met, she took him out for a walk and on a promontory on the cliffs of Dover or something like that. And there was a magpie's nest, and she pointed out the magpies to him. And so that's kind of been the thing.
He said, that's where you live. She was like, no.
She was like, no, they let me out once a month.
Grandma Magpie.
Yeah.
Ba-wa-da-ba.
Yeah.
They're keeping tabs on the boy. So you're free
so
to
I'm
just
free.
Get a little silly,
to get
a little wild.
Silly. Yeah.
And to get academic, because this is, you know, this is not, this week it's not a fun podcast about the Sweet Valley Twins.
It's an academic
this
podcast.
This week it's an investigation.
It's an investigation.
It's like Serial.
Yeah.
You know? We're Adnan and the woman who does the show.
Sarah Koenig. Can I be?
Sarah Koenig.
Who do you want to be? Adnan?
Not Adnan.
Okay. I guess I'll be Adnan. You can be Sarah Koenig and I'm calling you from the jail.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. I didn't do it, but if you even just do a little bit of investigation work into the crime, it's pretty apparent that I did do it.
Yeah, but or did I?
Or did I?
Sorry, spoilers for all of Serial.
Yeah, I didn't stop listening after season one.
It's good. It continues to be good, but it never quite hits those peaks.
Okay.
But we're the new Serial, aren't we? It's us.
We're the new Serial. Yeah, we're like we're like Oops All Berries.
Booberry. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out who these dang ghostwriters are. We're gonna work on it today because we know some things about them. Some little sweeties have been doing a little bit of investigation. We've done
Not enough investigation.
We're gonna look at what we know. We're gonna extrapolate from what we know to what might be true, and we're gonna see if we can find and follow any other leads. We're gonna pull the string. And we're going to figure out who these dang ghostwriters who wrote the Sweet Valley Twins books are. So good luck to us. So we're going to follow that thread. We're going to figure out who did it.
We're going to pull on that thread.
We're going to pull on it. We're going to find out who the ghostwriters are. I did write a song.
Okay. For the ghostwriters?
For this
or
episode.
Just for our
As I told you, I've been planning this for a long time, and I wrote a song for this investigation.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you? And I think that means...
I'm sure you wrote many songs, and this is the one you finally... kind of settled on.
This is one I settled on. I've been focus grouping a bunch, and this is the one that most people in the focus
you put out
groups
like EPs,
yeah,
like acoustic cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
I want you to mute yourself and listen and enjoy. And I guess once it comes time to participate, I want you to participate.
Okay.
You'll know when that is. You'll feel it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm muted. I'm muted.
I can't hear you. It looks like he's muted himself. There's about 20 seconds or so before we get going. So, you can fill the air.
Just chat a little.
With your thoughts and musings until I begin. Let's go.
Well, I think I'm pretty disappointed that you didn't bring the book. I'd much rather be recording about Sweet Valley Twins number 14, Tug of War, right now. It seemed like a really good and engaging book. I'm very curious to see who will win the presidency of the sixth grade at Sweet Valley Middle School. Candidly, I hope it's Elizabeth, though I don't want to, choose sides. I want to stay impartial.
Ghost Rider! There's an empty page in the latest book. Where'd you put them all? Ghost Riders! Francine Pascal, she's got me shook. Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders!
Where's she hiding those ghosts? Where is she hiding those ghosts?
I don't know if I was supposed to sing along to the instrumentals. I just felt moved.
I think she keeps them locked in a tiny house. Where'd she put them all?
Ghost Riders!
And their husband's there, so they can't get out. Ow! Where'd she put them all?
Ghost Riders! I like that bit of flair. Ow! Look at the energy. This guy's got New York energy again.
Where's she hiding those ghosts?
Ghost Riders! Oh. Wait, I think that was supposed to be where's she hiding those ghosts? Where's she hiding those ghosts?
Where'd she put them all? Ghost Riders! Little sweeties, please. I'm on my knees. Yeah. Find those Ghost Riders! Where's she hiding those ghosts?
I hear Pete escaped.
Where's she hiding those ghosts?
Now what's happening? She's part of Bobby.
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders!
If you want to know how this book got wrote, baby, you better find Ghost Riders!
Ow! Lots of fun energy in this one. Lots of ejaculations. Lots of ow!
Let me tell you something. Jamie Suzanne's fake news.
Oh, that's Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good. Yeah, duh.
Where's she hiding those ghosts?
Bustin' makes everyone feel good.
Where's she hiding those ghosts?
Ghost Riders!
I just wanna know, Ghost Riders! According to my source, one of them wrote Animorphs. Where'd she put them all?
Ghost Riders!
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders!
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders!
Where'd you hide them all?
Ghost Riders!
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders!
I can't hear you! Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders! My son's napping.
Louder!
I can't. My son's napping. I'm sorry. My son's napping. I don't want to wake him.
Where are they all?
Ghost Riders! Pete escaped, though.
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders.
Where are they all?
Ghost Riders. Are you making up?
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders.
Where are they all?
Ghost Riders.
Where'd you put them all?
Ghost Riders.
Where are they all?
Ghost Riders. Surely that has to be the end of the song.
Ghost Riders!
Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under. Both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
All right.
Yeah, what's fun about that, and I kind of planned to do this quieter, but I got into it, is I'm in the like basement apartment of an Airbnb where you can like hear everything through the floors and ceilings, and there's a family there. So that must have been weird.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. Especially because you like added a bunch of extra like verses to the end. You just kept like doing the chorus over and over and over for no reason.
That's the song, man.
I guess I only ever hear the part that's in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, no, it's a whole song.
And not the extended.
That's the extended cut. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good job. I hope you're still going to write a song for next week.
I was thinking about that. I'm not sure that I am. Okay, I think I've done my duty here. It was a full song, you know?
Okay.
And we have been planning like this for months.
We should have discussed it.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. That was a full song. You put work into that. I suppose we can give you a pass, but...
But so we're going to figure out where she put them all. And so let's start with what we know. I've done a little bit of research on top of
that
the
big
research.
Machine that they keep in the basement.
Oh, not the ghosts. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, it could be the same.
Let's put a pin in that because it could be the same basic principles. Here's what we know. Let's start with what we know.
Yes.
There's a tribunal of ghostwriters who go by the name of Jamie Suzanne. Jamie and Suzanne are the name of Francine Pascal's two daughters. So it's a real kind of dominance relationship that she has, where you all have to take on the name of my two daughters, you all go by Jamie Suzanne.
It's Francine Pascal, Jamie, and Suzanne.
Yeah, Francine, Jamie, and Suzanne, and they all are subsumed into this tribunal, or they're all represented by this tribunal. The tribunal is the mouthpiece for the Trinity.
Right. What was it? Is it Nicrene?
Nicene?
Nicene? Are they the ones who believed in a dual?
Oh, the Manichaeans.
The Manichaeans believed in a kind of a dual...
Duality. There's a black and a white, and a good and an evil. Everything in the world is shaped by these two opposing, equal and opposite forces. It's sort of the Manichaean idea of the world.
So it's either like a
Manichaean,
Christian-style trinity.
Yeah.
Where Francine, Jamie, and Suzanne...
Yeah.
All are one being,
right?
With different aspects,
mm-hmm.
Or it's a cosmic battle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, represented by Francine Pascal and Jamie Suzanne.
Or Francine, Jamie, and Suzanne are an unholy trinity. Who, if we were to actually hear them, it would flay our minds. And so they have mouthpieces and heralds on Earth.
Sure, that makes sense.
That are sort of between them and us, that's called the tribunal. And for everyone's safety, they're locked in a house with a doting husband. That's the other thing we know, is they have a doting husband.
There's a doting husband who both watches after them, but also keeps them in check.
He's part caretaker, part custodian, part
prison guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing we know for certain is that Peter Larrangis,
he escaped.
Wrote one book.
And then escaped.
Number 8.
Through the chimney.
He escaped through the chimney.
It's speculated that he escaped through the chimney of the cabin.
Okay. I had heard that he dressed like a lady, like Bugs Bunny.
Okay, and seduced the doting husband.
His way out. Yeah.
Yoo-hoo. The doting husband was like, "What is this beautiful lady Bugs Bunny doing in the house?"
Yeah, and then he escaped.
Lulled him to sleep, and then he escaped. Through the chimney.
He managed to trick the doting husband into shooting himself in the face, okay. Which didn't kill him. It just sort of like...
With his blunderbuss?
Yeah. It just sort of like left his face all like sooty.
Yeah. Yeah, so we know that. And we know a few other things. We know that two of the ghostwriters are an entity. You didn't know that, but I knew that. I've looked it up.
This is the Animorphs writer?
The Animorphs writers are an entity called Catherine Applegate and Michael Grant.
Okay.
So they're two. The two become one, like the Spice Girls song predicted.
Those Animorphs books took two people to write them, huh?
Yeah. Well, and some of these books.
Well, I guess that's also all about duality, because you're either a human or an animal.
Right. Yeah. So that, I guess, one of them, like, is the animal side. Yeah.
Catherine probably wrote the human bits, and Michael probably wrote the animal bits.
And I read an interview with Michael Grant where he said that he's a Jessica and she's an Elizabeth.
Jesus, who would ever admit to being a Jessica?
I think he's, you know, he's got a, like, he's one of these kind of pretty extra edgy people on the internet.
Like a raconteur?
Like a raconteur. But so we also know that their sessions with the Sweet Valley Twins began with book number 39. So there's a...
Oh, so we're still eons away.
There's a big hole in our knowledge. Okay.
Maybe these are sacred texts. Maybe this is like the dead... Maybe books 1 through 35
yeah,
or whatever.
38.
38 are just like found in a cave in
They
like
sprang
Jordan.
Fully formed from Francine Pascal's thigh.
Right.
Yes. Like Athena.
Okay. And then it was up to
And then
us.
After that, she's like, I don't want to do that again.
Right.
So she found some young, underpaid Animorphs writers.
That
an
stung.
Entity.
That stung.
Yeah, that stung. Yeah.
It's like watching those Popper videos, you know?
I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
no, please. No. Sorry. I know what it is. And it occurs to me that you might have thought that was an invitation to explain what those are. And I just want to be absolutely clear.
No, I'm saying that's how books 1 through 38 of Sweet Valley Twins came to be.
Yeah. Yeah. They sprang
Francine
fully formed
Pascal
from a boil on Francine
them.
Pascal's thigh. And she's like, holy shit.
In a cave in Jordan.
That's what was in there? Yeah. In a cave in Jordan. Okay. So we know. So now we've got 1 through 38. We've solved that mystery. Then 39. We know that 39 is Catherine.
Well,
Applegate,
there's number 8
the
too.
Number 8 is Larrangis.
Right, and
so
that's
maybe
sort
it's
of
1
a...
through 7 sprang fully formed. Then 8 is Larrangis, and we still need
oh,
to know.
Oh, I think
the
I
next
think it's
the
Joseph
books.
Smith kind of thing.
Okay,
Larrangis. I think books 1 through 38 were popped out of Francine in a cave in Jordan, but one. Somehow, whether it was angels or something, ended up in North America.
Okay, and that was Pete Larrangis.
And Pete Larrangis found it inscribed on golden tablets.
Gotcha. Yes.
And I was like,
I think that's right. Yeah. Okay. So I've got a couple more names for you. So we've got the entity known as Catherine Applegate and Michael Grant. We've got the sweet, sweet feet of sweet Peter Larrangis. We also know that someone called Dory Hillestead Butler.
Dory Hillestead Butler.
The Butler wrote.
I just did
some.
A search for Dory Hillestead.
It's D-O-R-I.
Oh, okay. That's I thought you had some kind of infernal knowledge that I didn't.
Yeah. So we know someone called
Found
Dory
deep web.
Hillestead Butler wrote some of these.
She's a 2-time Giselle honoree.
And what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. So that sounds like maybe a dead end.
The Theodore Seuss Giselle Award.
That hasn't clarified anything for me, really.
I've clicked the link. Be patient with it. given annually to authors and illustrators of the most distinguished American book for beginning readers published in English in the United States during
the preceding year. These are the most distinguished American books.
It's named after Dr. Theodore Gazelle, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's canceled, so...
I think he's
Dory, you might want to take that one off
only
your
partially canceled
off your webpage. Whoa, Dory Hillstead Butler.
Mm.
I think she's savvier than we're giving her credit, Jack, because guess what the URL for her website is?
Okay, tell me.
Kidswriter.com.
Oh, that's such good SEO.
That's great SEO. She jumped on that one in the early days.
She wasn't a kids writer, she was just a domain squatter for a long time, and then kind of like changed careers
You dress for the job you want. Someone finally reached out to her, and they were like, "Are you a kids writer?" And she's like,
"I guess
I am." The URL bar, doesn't it?
Wow. Okay.
She wrote three of these dang things, but like pretty late.
Okay, so she wrote three late ones. Which ones did she write?
She wrote 93, 101, and 109.
Okay. All right. So we've got 39.
And then she wrote something called Team Sweet Valley.
Okay.
Number one.
So I think.
And then she wrote two Unicorn Club books.
Okay. So we got to get in touch with her.
What do you think Team Sweet Valley is? Sounds good.
Okay. Let's try to stay focused on the mission a little
bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But one day we'll probably read it.
Michael Grant refuses to state on his website how many of these he's written.
Yeah, they're really cagey. There's an interview where they said they did number 39. They said that they wrote a lot of the Christmas specials, of which there are many, and they said that they gave Jessica her first period.
Oh, okay.
So that's those are the pieces of information.
They called that. There was like a team meeting early on in the house.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have some
we've got some
landmarks
news
and milestones,
yeah,
that need claiming.
Yeah,
who want? And Michael's like, I call period.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I can't wait to get to that book. That's gonna be.
It'll be fun for us to discuss.
Learning
as two fathers of sons.
Yeah,
like perfectly well equipped to take on that topic.
Yeah.
We also know that Michael Grant said in his Q&A session that Francine, the Holy Trinity, would... So this is basically how we've described it. They would pass underneath the door of the cabin. A bell would ring in the house. The doting husband would suddenly stand up and like become like almost unhuman and more robotic and speak in like a high-pitched like alarm voice instead of his normal soothing husband
voice.
Whistle
tone.
Announcing the new manuscript. And under the door would be slid two sheets of paper with an outline for the book.
Okay.
This is what Michael Grant has said in his Q&A. And so they would all like gather around the outline. I think is happening is that they didn't realize they were writing books at all. It's one of those situations where they sort of woke up in this house. It's like a bottle
episode.
They
thought they had died. They thought they had died. They thought they were in purgatory.
Yeah. And so they're trying to figure out like, why are we here? How do we get out of here? Who is this doting husband? So anytime information comes in, they're like,
what are all these
unbaptized
babies?
How can we interpret this? And so who are all these unbaptized babies? And so the Sweet Valley Twins books, and this is all from the Q&A I read, are not intended as books. They're just their interpretations of these like weird scrawls that were like left under the... It's like basically like academic treaties that they've written about these like difficult to understand, difficult to decipher writings that Francine and the Trinity would pass under the door. And Michael Grant said they were bad.
Okay, he said Francine's original manuscripts were bad.
Were bad, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like a pretty cantankerous person.
Sounds like he had a falling out with the crew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not Catherine Applegate, because his literal other half.
His anamorph.
Yeah, his anamorph. Yeah, that's right. He's Michael Grant is
they're
Catherine
not
Applegate's
one,
anamorph.
They're two, but they do anamorph back and forth.
Yeah.
And Michael insists he's the animal.
Yeah.
He'll say that in interviews. He'll be like,
I'm the
animal.
Just in case. Yeah. It's not clear. I'm the animal. Okay.
I think some of those anamorphs, sometimes they didn't turn into animals. They turned into like aliens.
Yeah. They turn into ancient aliens. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes. Yeah. I've got another name for books. You.
Yeah.
Louise Hawes.
Louise
Hawes. H-A-W-E-S.
So his name is Lou, and his middle name is Wheeze?
I think it's a lady. Unless it's like Wheezing the Juice.
Yeah, I think it's Wheezing the Juice.
It could be a reference to Encino Man.
Yeah.
With Pauly Shore.
Okay, I'm on her website.
Okay.
LouisaHawes.com. Now, you say that Louisa, huh?
No, it's Louise.
Louise. Okay. She's got a section of her website called Lou on Lou.
Okay, that's great. See, these guys, they're all master wordsmiths.
Yeah.
And what does Lou on Lou say?
Nothing about Sweet Valley. Okay. Golly.
Does it
she's
say...
got a little section here called How Do I Look?
Okay.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. That's awesome.
Ageism and women's author photos. Oh, interesting. She's sort of taking a stand against... Aha.
Okay.
She's taking a stand against overly manicured author's photos or using old author's photos. She's proud of her gray hair, and she's not afraid to show it in her
like
author's
her
photos.
Well, that makes me like her a lot.
Good job. Hey, good job,
and
Louise.
She looks great, too. She's got beautiful, long, flowing hair.
There's a wordplay section. Click on one of the delicious, seldom-used words below to join the campaign to save these delicious morsels. This sounds right up your alley.
Yeah,
I
love this.
The question
so she says
here.
That stories save the world.
Okay.
So she thinks these Sweet Valley Twins books are literally averting the apocalypse.
Oh, she teaches. She teaches writing for children and young adults at the Vermont College of Fine Arts. Should we sit in on one of her classes?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to have to try to get in touch with these people. Okay, so that's interesting. Would you like to hear the final person I've discovered?
Well, you're not interested in hearing and seeing which of these books she wrote?
Sure, if you can find out.
I'm trying, man. Okay, I think she... Okay, here we go. Sweet Valley Twins.
Okay, great.
Yes, I plead guilty. Before I wrote literary fiction, I wrote formula series. What? What is she talking about?
Formula series.
Why, what is she calling it formula series? There's nothing formulaic about these books.
I'll tell you why. It's
every single one of them is a surprise. And
no,
a
no. It's have you ever wondered how the ghostwriters sustain themselves in the cabin? The deal
I
that they
it
have
was all those babies.
They get the basically sayings and aphorisms from Francine and the Trinity passed under the door. Then they write up their like academic treatise, which is the Sweet Valley Twins
Jesus.
Book.
Jesus.
They pass them. I am telling you something.
I know, but I feel like Louise is spilling the tea over here.
Okay, can I tell you this and then you can...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They pass them back under the door. Francine makes a mint off them, selling those as Sweet Valley Twins books. And then in return, she gives them formula.
Yeah.
So that's
they
why
just,
they came
even
to call
water.
Them formula series. Yeah, it's a,
they just
some
eat,
kind of
they
a formula.
They just eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, it's like Soylent or whatever. Yeah.
Baby formula.
So that's why she calls them formula series.
Yeah. Listen, did Michael really say that he thought they were bad?
Yeah.
Because listen to this blurb on Louise Hawes' website.
Okay.
Yes, I plead guilty. Before I wrote literary fiction, I wrote formula series. And this is the granddaddy of them all, Sweet Valley. Sweet Valley became an international bestseller and even a TV show. I was only one of its stable of writers. Working
stable.
Under the pen name, Jamie Suzanne.
Okay, so it's a stable, not a cabin.
It's a stable, yeah. Yeah. Francie would not spring for a cabin.
She wouldn't spring for a cabin. It's just like an abandoned barn.
They have to earn that fourth wall.
Yeah.
I was only one of its stable of writers working under the pen name Jamie Suzanne, but the books I authored for the series helped me put my child through college and, in fact, supplied the switch and bait that led many youngsters to far better books, thank goodness.
Wow. Okay. Jesus. Wow.
So
spilling the tea.
Yeah. She also was not apparently a huge fan. And okay. She will not reveal which ones that she penned.
I've got one more. For you. And this is, I couldn't confirm whether she wrote Twins. I could only confirm that she wrote Sweet Valley High books.
Okay.
Her name is Amy Boesky.
Amy Boesky.
B-O-E-S-K-Y.
I bet she fucking hated it.
It sounds like she hated it.
I bet she did. She would go on to write 50 books for the Sweet Valley franchise while completing her PhD at Harvard.
Yeah, so here's what it says. She's lived a double... So I've got this article on NPR. She lived a double life. By day, okay. She was a Harvard graduate studying 17th century British literature. By night, she was a ghostwriter for Sweet Valley High. So she's the Knight Rider.
She's the Knight Rider. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Amy Boesky, the Knight Rider.
This is why when you first gave me her name, I said, that can't be right. Because yeah. I thought, this woman who yeah. teaches at Boston College, who got a doctorate in writing at Harvard,
yeah.
could not be the woman who ghost wrote for Sweet Valley High. But yeah. it turns out it is, and that she's very pretty vocal about it and vocally against Francine Pascal and the Sweet Valley High books.
Well, if you were locked in a stable with like eight other people and like fed formula for God knows how many years, you might have an axe to grind as well.
Can I read this little bit here?
Yeah, please.
From a Jezebel article?
Yeah.
This is Amy Boesky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Francine created the story plots, which arrived in my mailbox in manila envelopes. And
this is
when
what
I took
describing.
Them out and studied them,
yeah.
read like long free verse poems.
This is what I'm describing. I've described this to you.
8 or 9 pages of single space directives that laid out exhilarating and implausible fables of duplicity, innovation, risk, and triumph. My task was to turn these into chapter outlines, adding my own subplots, mailing them back to my editor and waiting for his approval. Wow. Sounds like this was a real machine.
Yeah.
That no one enjoyed being a part of.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
It's like reading all of these accounts from these ghostwriters, it's like reading the accounts from like the Nuremberg trials. Where it's like all these people who are like, I was coerced into doing it. I was just following orders.
Yeah. If I'd known then what I know now about what yeah. I was doing, I never would have done it. Okay. That's what we know. I've got a couple of other avenues that we can attempt here. The okay. first, I can't believe we haven't tried this before. Let's go to the world's first AI-powered computational search engine.
Wolfram Alpha?
And ask Wolfram Alpha, who were the Sweet Valley Twins ghostwriters?
Smart. Why don't you do that,
okay.
and I'll put in the ones we know
okay.
Into Wolfram Alpha and see what kind of stats we can get back.
Okay, I put in, who were the Sweet Valley Twins ghostwriters?
And I'm okay, going to put Wolfram? In Amy Bo. I'm going to start at the end and
do
put
your
Amy
magic.
Boesky.
Okay, it's calculating. It's doing its math. It's interpreting ghostwriters, and it's got a result already. Wow.
Well, I put in Amy Boesky and Wolfram Alpha, the computational intelligence engine.
Yeah.
Returned the result. Wolfram Alpha doesn't understand your query.
Okay, well, I've got something. And Wolfram Alpha has a 97% confidence interval that it's found the answer here.
Okay.
Ghostwriter is an American children's mystery television series created by Liz Neelan and produced by the Children's Television Workshop and British BBC Television. It began airing on PBS on October 4th, 1992. It revolves around a group of friends from Brooklyn who solve neighborhood crimes. That's like us. Kind of.
That is like us.
So that's pretty interesting. And it's got a picture of them here. Do you want me to send it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So it's created an image. I need to enlarge it here. Come on, Wolfram. Oh, I need to sign up for Wolfram Pro to enlarge this image. So I'm just going to send you this grainy image.
Wow. They really all just did. They all hated working on these books. I'm skimming another article by Amy Boesky. That is exclusively about her time with the ghost, being a ghostwriter for Sweet Valley High. And it's just like, these books were fucking terrible.
So I've sent you a picture of these ghostwriters. This must have been an early picture from when they were first in the stable.
Okay.
That I pulled from Wolfram Alpha.
Okay, so they look like a bunch of, it's a pretty low res image you've managed to find
yeah.
here.
I have to sign up for Wolfram Alpha Pro to get the high res version. Well, it didn't seem
worth it. It's a photo of a bunch of like teens, sort of
yeah.
multi-ethnic
quite a diverse
teens
group, yeah,
yeah, that look like they like could
they're wearing
theory,
their hats backwards, some of them, which is cool.
Could in theory communicate with a ghost,
yeah,
via notebook to like
yes.
solve crimes, literary yeah. crimes.
Yes, so that's we've gotten. We don't have much time left. I hate to tell you, but we've gotten pretty far.
Look how happy they all were in this. I mean, they seem like they could be happy.
They seem happy.
It's really hard to tell. It's such a low res photo.
While we're on the topic of photo shoots, Tanner.
Yeah.
Should we do our burns of the week?
Yep.
I do love to have a big chuckle and laugh because we're, of course, it's our first conflagration of the fortnight where we look for the burns. We've been cooking this one for months now because we've put so much effort planning this episode. So do you want me to go first? It's our burn of the week.
Yes, please.
So this is from the real story behind an article called The Real Story Behind the Sweet Valley High Books by Ginny Lee at Refinery 29, in which she interviews the human form of the Animorph that is Catherine Applegate and Michael Grant, a.k.a. Catherine Applegate. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
At the height of my ghostwriting career, they even invited me to a photo shoot for the cover of one of the books. They had the two girls who were supposed to be the twins, and there was the photographer, who is known to always have Bob Dylan playing. It was his trademark. And the twins were like, "What's with the funeral music?" That's funny. So it's a burn on, good. Surprisingly, Bob Dylan.
Yeah. He's not much of a musician.
Yeah.
According to...
Catherine Applegate and the girls Applegate. Who played the twins. I always thought those were drawings, but I guess not.
No, I sort of scanned in this article that apparently they were the Double Mint twins, which I don't know what that means.
Wait, really? You don't know who the Double Mint twins were?
No.
Was that before your time?
Apparently they played the girls on the show.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your burn? You don't have to have one. Okay, got one. Okay.
This is from a Kenyon Review article interview with Amy Boesky titled "The Ghost Writes Back."
Okay.
Scary.
Great. That is very scary. Yeah.
For 6 years during my 20s, I worked as one of the principal ghostwriters for a mass market series for teenage girls called Sweet Valley High. Years later, I'm still trying to make sense of what these books mean to me, why I wrote so many of them, and why I stopped. The books are packed away in my attic now, dozens of them, with their lilac and dusty pink paperback covers, but the experience is harder to sort out and put away. So, sounds like she did not enjoy her time writing for the Sweet Valley High books. She came on at book 17. And then stopped at 92. Jesus. I think we've got our main target here. You know, I think we've got our, what was the name of the lady who wrote all those Little Sister books?
Stephanie Commonson. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Tanner. One last thing before we go. I'm typing into Wolfram Alpha.
But that's
Alpha.
For Sweet Valley High, too. Keep in mind, that's Sweet Valley High. That's not Sweet Valley Twin.
Yeah. I've typed into Wolfram Alpha, where are secluded cabins? Oh, should I say where are secluded stables?
Yeah, do stables.
No, Wolfram Alpha is very unhelpful. So I'm going to try Google.
I'm
going
to go to Google Maps.
Find a secluded stable. Okay, I've got it. Secluded Acres Horse Boarding in Newfoundland, New Jersey. That's close to you.
What are they, like waterboard horses?
I don't know.
Sweet Valley Twins Ghostwriters. I'm just still so intensely curious on who wrote all these damn books.
Well, we haven't. So I don't know.
I feel like I think we did a good job.
Yeah.
But I don't think we did a good enough job.
Should we do another one of these in a few weeks? I think we can do a ghostwriter's check-in every few weeks is a pretty good idea.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, Tanner.
Okay.
We've run out of time. And we've advanced a little bit in our quest, but not as far as I'd hoped. We've learned something.
Yeah.
We've learned some things. Little sweeties, keep working, you know?
Yeah, we can't do all of this work.
We can't do all this. This is like Spotlight. We're the Spotlight team. You're on the Spotlight team with us. We got to find these. We got to do the, shoe leather reporting. Tanner, we have to go. You can read the articles in your spare time.
Okay.
We gotta go.
It's not what I want to. I'll tell you this: it's not what I want to do in my spare time. But I will.
It's time for us to leave and also to go. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, for bearing with me this week.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'd like to thank the little sweeties for bearing with us. We love you and we kiss you all day and every day.
Yeah, me too.
This week, we read a novel. That novel was called Where the Fuck Are These Ghostwriters? Who the fuck are these ghostwriters that did these
books? Got
another
name for you, Catherine Heine.
That Catherine Heine is Catherine Applegate.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you for clarifying.
Yep. This week we read a novel. It's called Who the Fuck Are These Ghostwriters? And next week we're going to be reading a book called Tug of War, Sweet Valley Twins, number 14. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Sweet Valley Jack.
My name is Tanner.
And remember, sweeties, when the world began, there was nothing. And then there was something. Something that predated good and evil, but from which all good and all evil sprang. And in completely unrelated news, watch out for Rattlesnake Jake! LOL, okay. LOL!
There he is.
Sweet Valley, boys, if you love Sweet Valley, better make some noise. It's the Sweet Valley Live.